It's an old American high school tradition to have a guest speaker of some distinction on graduation day. Week before last, our reporter Alice Furlow gave the high school commencement address in the elegant Cape Cod town of Chatham. It's taken her until now to recover from the experience enough to tell us about it.
The Chatham High School band launched into pomp and circumstance, and the faculty in black gowns and mortarboards filed into the gymnasium to sit with me in the front row. The 51 graduating students, girls in white caps and gowns, boys in royal blue, marched solemnly up to the stage. I was so impressed that I almost forgot how this all began. It began on January 22nd with an email from a science teacher who said she was the co-advisor for the graduating class of 2007 at Chatham High School. She wrote, quote, "Our students have been looking in vain for a commencement speaker. Is this a task you have ever considered taking on?" Unquote. It was pretty clear that the bottom of the barrel was being scraped. But I answered I'd accept with pleasure. I ended, "But shouldn't you keep on trying to get someone really distinguished?" 3 weeks passed, and then another email came from the teacher saying that the class thought I would be a wonderful choice. She went on, quote, "As for distinguished, we have had distinguished, and they are dull," unquote. Well, who could resist such disarming frankness? And it sounded easy. I've given a lot of lectures, and the email had said this one should be only 15 to 20 minutes. I could give these young people some useful advice, based on my prejudices, of course. I liked that science teacher a lot when we met, but after I proposed some tentative ideas for the address, she decided that 8 minutes would be long enough. Fine with me. My speech came early in the proceedings, right after the principal.
"Welcome to Chatham's 136th commencement ceremony."
And the class president, Jessica Lucas, who, after her speech as salutatorian, introduced me.
"It is my honor to introduce our guest speaker tonight, Miss Alice Furlow."
I started off with gusto and abandon. "Today is the day to be like Auntie Mame. Mame told the orphan nephew she just adopted, 'I'll show you worlds you never knew existed. You're going to live, live, live.' Unfortunately, I can't promise any such thing."
And that didn't seem to grip the students.
But I went on to compliment them on their achievements, including a collection of their poems which I had with me. There were a lot of powerful poems, and several of them were by an outstanding poet, Gillian Howard. I read a savage one of hers called "The Bag."
"The soft music plays with a loud roar as the cow becomes dead, splashing brilliant color, almost magenta, on a Monday morning. 2 months, 3 weeks, and 4 days later, it's Christmas. And the perfect disaster of everything above culminates itself into a trashy, tacky, classy, pink leather bag." Now, if that hasn't turned you all into vegetarians, I don't know what will.
That led to my favorite subject, needy animals. But after going on a bit about bringing homeless creatures in from the cold, I could feel a chill coming from my audience. So I launched into an anecdote I'd planned to use in an emergency.
"A few years ago, at a gala National Public Radio dinner, I was seated next to Walter Cronkite. He was the keynote speaker. He politely asked me what I did on the radio. I had to think a minute. What did I do on the radio? Finally, I said, 'I'm the only reporter known to have recorded sexual intercourse between two indigenous French tortoises.' He looked a little appalled and turned to the woman on his left."
By that time, I could see that everybody, except maybe the boisterous young people up in the balcony, was wishing my allotted 8 minutes could be reduced to 2. Besides, it was a hot day, and the gym was heating up.
I rushed through the part about tortoise mating being sexual harassment and went swiftly on to recommend reading books and traveling to faraway places. I read Edna St. Vincent Millay's poem, Travel, and ended,
Bon voyage in all of your lives.
When I got back to my seat, there wasn't a single encouraging glance or whisper from the teachers on either side of me. It was clear that my speech was a resounding flop. There followed a very long, very hot 2 hours.
Benjamin Patrick Gallagher.
Speeches followed awards. Students gave presents to teachers. Students gave roses to parents. Valedictorian Marcella Vokey gave a fine, mercifully short speech.
Class of 2007, good luck with your travels wherever they may take you.
She will go to MIT. When the 51 diplomas were finally handed out, the graduates rushed to the exits at the back of the gym, hurling their caps into the air. The whole audience followed them, while a pop recording, listed in the program as the recessional, played full blast. For a while, I was left alone in front near the stage. And standing there, I realized with relief what a tiny cameo role mine had been. Those brand new graduates had forgotten my speech and didn't care if it was a flop or not. They were on their way into the real world to live, live, live. For NPR News, I'm Alice Furlow on Cape Cod.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstein.